Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. An interesting shaila comes up in Halacha. When it comes to saying Tfilas HaDerech, does one need to say Tfilas HaDerech when on the way to perform a mitzvah? So why would you think you would not have to say Tfilas HaDerech when performing a mitzvah? Because the Gemara tells us in today's Daf, Psachim, Chesem Beis, the Gemara says, Shluchei Mitzvah, Eino Nizokin, Lo Balichasam, Velo Bechazerasam, that a person who's on a mission to perform a mitzvah, he's guaranteed that he's not going to be damaged, not on the way to the mitzvah, nor on the return back from the mitzvah. And therefore, some poskim paskim, that if you're doing, if you're on a mission to perform a mitzvah, you would not have to say Tfilas HaDerech because the Gemara guarantees you that you're going to be protected. That's how some poskim paskim. However, most poskim say otherwise, that one would have to say Tfilas HaDerech even when going on a mission to do a mitzvah. Why would that be? So there are two different reasons. One reason is that the Gemara tells us that it's only true that you're guaranteed protection when doing a mitzvah if you're not going in a place where there's known to be damage, where the shchichei hazeka is a low matzik, where there's low shchichei hazeka, when there's not common to have damage or sakana. But if you're traveling on a place where makum sakana, even shluchei mitzvah are subject to being endangered. They're subject to some type of nezek. So therefore, a person says Tfilas HaDerech only when he's traveling through a course, a trip that's dangerous, but makum sakana, whether it's on an airplane or it's a long distance up to the country, whatever the situation is, Tfilas HaDerech by definition is said only by makum sakana. So in this, if that's the case, so the Gemara and Halacha is that Shluchei Mitzvah, Eidin Yizokin, would not apply b'makom hezeka shrichi, when the damage is very common and present. That's one approach as to why one would still have to say Tfilas HaDerech b'Shluchei Mitzvah. But there is a whole other approach based on a Rashi and a sugi in Brachos Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis, who takes a whole other approach to the nature of Tfilas HaDerech. If you were to ask anyone what the nature of Tfilas HaDerech is, they would explain that it's to give a bracha and a tefillah, that you should be protected from the sakana, from the dangerous route you're about to take. But the Rashi and the last Rashi in Chaf Tes Amud Beis in Brachos says, HaMelech Tol Rishus, that Tfilas HaDerech is asking permission from the king. The king in this case is Melech Malchei Amlochem. Just like if a person's leaving a city, he's going to move or going to a trip, he asks his Rebbe, his the tzaddik, to permission to go. So to Tfilas HaDerech is some form of permission. You're asking permission from Hashem to travel to the destination. It's a netilas rishus. A nafkamina is, the Gemara and Halacha is, that you when you travel a parsa, that's the distance one has to travel in order to say Tfilas HaDerech. So what does that mean, a parsa? So Rashi brings two deyas. One opinion is, if you're traveling a total distance of a parsa or longer, that's when you have to say Tfilas HaDerech. That means it's dangerous. It's long, it's dangerous. Others say no. You only say Tfilas HaDerech if you're within the first parsa of the trip. But if you already went beyond the first parsa, even though you're traveling much further, you would not say it anymore. Why would it have to dafka be in the first parsa of the trip? Because some explain that according to Rashi, it's netilas rishus. You're asking permission to leave the city from Hashem. If you already went beyond the parsa, you're no longer asking permission. You already left the area. You already left the tchum. It's not shayach to have netilas rishus. If that's the case, so then it's shayach to say Tfilas HaDerech, even if you're going on a mission for the mitzvah. Because Tfilas HaDerech has nothing to do with Nezek. Even though we're granted Shluchei Mitzvah in Nizokin, but Tfilas HaDerech has nothing to do with Nezek, it has to do with Netilas Rishus. So even if you're going to go do a mitzvah, you should still ask permission whether you should leave in order to perform the mitzvah.